This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Well, hey there, it's Free Talk Live. And as always, you're invited to join us here on this live Saturday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So to start things out here this evening, we're going to continue on the path that we began last night, looking closely at a very sick situation, a disturbing, violent psychopath went into more than one mosque in New Zealand early yesterday, basically our time. It was, you know, what, 12 hours or something like that, 14 hours ahead there, and slaughtered at least 49 people as of the news reports that I saw
last night. They say the number's gone to 50 now.
Yeah, not a surprise. Just absolutely horrifying. We had the video footage that was apparently uploaded to DTube, which means it will not be able to be taken down by various different so-called authorities in this case. And I did watch that footage last night during the show, during the break. So we didn't play it on the air, but it's pretty horrifying to watch this person live streaming via what I believe was like a GoPro mounted to whatever headwear that that he was wearing. So it... You know, it was sort of made to look like it was a video game, almost, with, you know.
This guy appeared to really be into the idea that he was going to be an internet celebrity once this was all over.
That seems to be his intention. He had a 74-page long manifesto.
Which was contradictory and sort of kind of like reading a bunch of memes.
It was filled with memes, apparently. A lot of them from 4chan, and apparently it was posted on 8chan as well. He made a statement about how he wanted this slaughter to result in U.S. gun laws being tightened, so therefore...
But he made a lot of crazy statements, like saying he supported the fascist Chinese dictators and, you know, like all kinds of weird things that he said.
Yeah, who knows what this person actually believes? I mean, it's hard to really say. I didn't read the whole 74 pages.
I mean, 4chan is a place full of what the internet calls S-posters.
S-posters.
And...
what's an S-poster?
Well, a person who basically says things for the purpose of reaction.
Just getting the lulls.
Yeah, in it for the lulls, and that's laughing, you know, the laughs, in it for the laughs, and I don't know what this person was really trying to achieve. Who knows?
Well, the claim was, from what we reported on last night, the claim was that he wanted the U.S. gun laws to become more strict.
That is a claim
as a result
amongst
of this.
A whole bunch of other claims that he made, yes.
And he believed that that would then create a civil war, which is this thing that people have been calling this show about for the last, I don't know, year or so. There's been these rumblings of a civil war.
No one's really talked about a civil war in the U.S.
Oh, yeah, they have. The people that have called this show.
I understand. I'm not done with my statement. The period had not yet been put on that sentence. Between Muslims and non-Muslims or whatever in the U.S.
As I understood what he said in his 74-page manifesto at one point, was that he wanted the gun laws to create a civil war between the sides of the gun freedom advocates and the people who wanted to control guns, which would somehow spiral into a race war. Now, it wasn't really clear exactly how that would be, and this is what we tried to figure out, you know, last night, is how do you get from guns being the issue of a so-called civil war to that somehow turning into a race war. It doesn't make sense to me, given that people of all different races have guns. So, like, that doesn't follow to me. But then again, you know, sense is not something that this person is particularly good at making. He's crazy. He, you know, obviously is a psychopath and has no empathy for other human beings as he slaughtered dozens and dozens of people.
If he was on 4chan, he's probably a young person, doesn't really understand how the world works either.
28 years old.
Yeah.
And apparently also had a gun license in New Zealand.
Right.
This
so
happened.
Licensed concealed carry permit holders in the United States are incredibly safe people. Whereas, I guess, you know, this guy's either an anomaly. Well, he's an anomaly.
There are going to be anomalies in every group.
There are. Absolutely.
So, but that is an interesting thing.
I mean, it's worth pointing out that licensed concealed carry permit holders in the United States are, I think it's the number is a tenth as likely to be convicted of a felony as a police officer, who are, I think, a hundredth as likely as just sort of your average citizen. So when one suggests taking guns away from licensed concealed carry permit holders, one is talking about disarming the safest population around. It's also worth pointing out that this guy used a semi-automatic rifle. He could have been taken out by somebody who happened to have a gun in their waistband, potentially. They certainly sent people with guns after this guy to take him down. And, you know, but those people have badges, so their guns are special.
Now, it says here, I guess, I'm not clear exactly where this guy was from, the alleged shooter, or it doesn't have his name in this article. I had it in front of me last night. Gene, the Christian anarchist in our Discord, is saying he was from Australia. How does an Australian get a New Zealand gun license? I don't know if he was from Australia. I'll take your word for it. But that's the claim that I've heard, is that he had a gun license.
Oh, that's CNN's got it right here. Yeah.
Here's a story from the New Zealand Herald over in New Zealand.
Because it'd be really strange to call anyplace else the New Zealand Herald, yeah.
The crowd in attendance at a vigil at Auckland's Atia Square cheered loudly when Attorney General David Parker said the government would ban semi-automatic rifles. He warned of a global rise of extremism, saying, quote, "There is a dimming of enlightenment in many parts of the world. How can it be right for this atrocity to be filmed by the murderer using a GoPro
and ban GoPros?
And live-streamed across the world by social media companies. How can that be right? Who should be held accountable for that?"
What's that have to do with semi-automatic weapons?
Well, I think he just wants to blame anybody he can put blame on besides the individual lunatic who did this. Oh, well, it must be Facebook's fault. And don't get me wrong, I'm no fan of Facebook. But it must be Facebook's fault for making this possible. If only they wouldn't have allowed him to broadcast, then he wouldn't have been able to show the world what it was that he was doing. And I fail to see, and we can address the gun ban proposal here in just a moment, but this is a surprising proposal as well. We need to restrict live streaming.
Well, he's not exactly saying that. He's just saying somebody needs to pay for this going on. I'm angry, and I want somebody to pay for it. Well, you know, I'm sorry. In this planet full of these unhappy primates that we call humans, there's some of them that are going to do stupid things. And the best thing we can do about that is be able to protect ourselves from those people. You can't do that with police. Police are not a protection squad. They are a cleanup squad for people who have committed crimes. You know, they're supposed to come in, file reports, take away the bad guy, that kind of thing. They're not like this roving wall, shield wall that protects you from bad stuff happening. That, you know, the only thing you can do in that circumstance, I suppose, is to arm yourself.
Which you can't do if you're in New Zealand, for the most part.
Not legally.
Yeah, for the most part. In fact, you were saying to me before the show that apparently they arrested some gun carriers who were in the vicinity, ostensibly for not legally carrying guns.
Right. This is from the police chief guy here. New Zealand Police Commissioner Mike Bush. One additional man was arrested. This isn't the quote part. One additional man was arrested in the aftermath of the shooting, but police said they don't believe he was involved in the attack either. Bush said the man was helping get children to safety, but that he armed himself, which is not the right approach. Now, this one guy that they're holding up.
It's insane to say that.
Absolutely. It's completely insane. This other guy, Abdulaziz, 48, who is apparently, you know, this hero who drew fire from the gunman running through cars and that kind of thing, picked up one of the gunman's guns. So he armed himself also. I'm not sure if that's the same guy they charged.
Okay.
But he might be. But he certainly did arm himself.
I would love to hear more from that police officer as to why it's not the right thing to do to arm yourself in a mad gunman situation.
He didn't have a badge. He didn't have a badge.
Because I can tell you, I mean, having seen this horrific video, you will either get shot and die as you are cowering and waiting for the police to show up, or you will get shot and die as you are trying to run away. Because if you don't have a gun, those are your two options, right? Like, you can either try to run at the dude, which one dude did. There was one guy in the early part of the video who made a run at him to try to stop him, and he didn't make it.
Heroic.
Yeah. You're going to get shot if you don't have a gun. That's just a guarantee at this point. This psychopath showed up with a bunch of ammo and multiple guns, went back to his car at one point to get another gun, went back in and shot at the bodies.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark at freetalklive.com.
You love Bitcoin. It's the future, right? Well, no, not if everyone stops using it. I mean, think about it. How many places in your town take Bitcoin? One? None? Let's be real. If this Bitcoin thing is ever going to happen, it's going to need your help. The good news is, the guys at AnyPay have your back. We built a website called helpmetakebitcoin.com, and it's a place you can send any business, and they'll be set up to take Bitcoin in 5 minutes. helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We invite you to join us if you want to comment. It doesn't have to be on the New Zealand tragedy, the horrific murder of apparently approximately 50 innocent people. just gunned down in cold blood by a lunatic who apparently spent way too much time on the internet and believes he's some kind of an internet hero as a result of this. He's, by the way, still alive. So in many of these mass shooting situations, either the person kills themselves at the end or the police take them out. But this was New Zealand. So the police aren't quite as, you know, as I understand it, in a lot of the other countries of the world, the police aren't as, you know, militarized and gung-ho in a lot of other places. Remember, Mark, we've talked about, I think it was Iceland, for instance, where, you know, they've had, like, one police-related killing in 50 years or something.
In the history of the country, the country's relatively new. So,
yeah.
And they actually, the police went to the funeral.
Of the guy who shot the
Rob Flowers,
right?
Well, the police shot and killed him. He was he had a shotgun, and they shot and killed him.
Right, but they went to that guy's funeral, the guy who killed the police officers.
He didn't
funeral.
Kill any police officers. Oh, he had a shotgun, and they shot and killed him.
I apologize. I'm sorry.
Right, no problem.
I misunderstood that.
No, I mean, what they were trying to show was is that, luckily, we're not out here trying to kill anybody. It's just that sometimes you have to shoot bad guys, and sometimes you have to shoot bad guys.
Yeah, and in this case, I think if this were the United States, I don't know if this guy would have survived whatever encounter with the police he ended up having. Now, the video footage that we looked at last night only shows him slaughtering innocent people at this first mosque. It doesn't show, or what I presume was the first mosque, one of two mosques. It does not show the other mosque. And there are allegations that at one of these two mosques, which I believe would have been the second one, that his killing spree was shortened dramatically by a legal gun owner who apparently shot at him and made him run off. From that situation. Now, that is not being reported in the mainstream media that
I've seen.
It's
very difficult to get a handgun permit in New Zealand. Vanishingly difficult.
I don't know if it was a handgun or a rifle or whatever it was.
Where are they going to get a rifle from?
I don't know if you've got a if you've got a rifle permit, maybe you keep it in your truck. I don't know. Look, that's just what I heard, Mark. I don't know if it's true. I'm reporting it as hearsay, but it is interesting nonetheless. So there's a lot of things that we can talk about in relation to this, but first, let's talk about good bumper stickers.
Yeah, LibertyStickers.com. I love their stickers over at LibertyStickers.com. We've got one here that says, "Make taxation theft again," in the sort of run of the manga.
It's
red
always
and white.
Been theft. I'm not sure.
I understand, but it's you know, making it illegal, basically. Make Orwell fiction again in the same font.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's good. Sure, you can trust the government with an Indian with a headdress on right next to him. And then here's one that's appropriate for today. The strongest reason to keep and retain the right to keep and bear arms is as a last resort to protect the people's thrown in there somewhere. For the people to retain their right to keep and bear arms as a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny in the government. Thomas Jefferson, with a bust of him alongside. Mm. So if you want to see these great, they're great. I mean, you can just scroll through these things. LibertyStickers.com. It's LibertyStickers.com.
So beyond just the horrors of this event in general, and of course the inevitable gun control discussion that always, you know, bubbles up around this particular issue, which we can talk about all of that. There's a story at the New Zealand Herald where they're talking about banning, as you would expect, in this case, semi-automatic weapons. So apparently it's already pretty much a difficult thing to get even just a semi-automatic pistol. But it may actually be easier to get semi-automatic rifles in New Zealand. This is according to what you were telling me before the show, Mark. But before we get into that, the story in the New Zealand Herald by Jason Wells opens up with a quote from the Attorney General David Parker, who says, "How can it be right for this atrocity to be filmed by the murderer using a GoPro and live-streamed across the world by social media companies?" And so I wanted to talk about the free speech aspect of this this case. I don't support what this person did. This person is a lunatic, a psychopath, and a killer. But I do think that it's not a bad thing that the video is out there. I don't think that's a bad thing. Because I don't recommend people see the video. Because I wouldn't want somebody to go and I wouldn't want to recommend somebody to go and watch
they're
other
awful.
People
these
being killed.
Are awful,
right? Like we've seen some of these ISIS videos in the past, and they're absolutely terrible and horrible, and you know people shouldn't watch them for your own mental health. But I think that they should be available. So if you do want to see what you know this is like, that you can see it. And it's to some extent the news media sanitizes this stuff. They're in the United States, at least, and it's not true in all media in all
right.
countries. Okay, so in some places, like for instance, when we were in Mexico recently, I forget who we were talking to, but I think it was one of the folks who lives down there pretty frequently, and they were saying that in the media in Mexico, they
show bodies.
Show the bodies.
Yeah,
If somebody gets killed in a drug
hit,
right, a drug hit, drive by or whatever, and they're out there in the square or town square or whatever, and the news media shows up, they're going to take a picture of the actual body and publish it. It's going to be there on the front page. And to some extent, I think that drives home the reality of death and lunatics and what they are capable of. I don't think that this I don't think it's a bad thing inherently that this video is available for people to see online. Now, you're probably going to have to do a little looking for it.
My reasoning would be different.
Reasoning for what?
What? Supporting the right to publish.
Okay.
First off, if you make it so that this braying jackass talking about social media platforms are putting this stuff up and getting views and
I guarantee
things.
You they took it down. I
right.
guarantee you Facebook took that
they
down.
They did, but imagine how... Okay, so if Facebook... We know Facebook has the ability to allow you to live stream. Well, now we're going to take that away because some politician wants to cry about how it makes something happen or whatever. Look, I'm sorry that some small percentage of the population's a bunch of lunatics, but please don't take away a product or service that I may want to use. I don't know that I've ever live streamed. We'd have here in the studio, so they're on the show, but in my life I have not. But
we live streamed it when you got your hair dyed.
Okay, you live streamed.
I did.
Me.
Yeah.
Yes. I got it dyed green for a charity. But, we're going to take this away because somebody very unlikely might use it as a terrible thing. What, one out of a billion times it gets used, it's used in a terrible fashion? Well, that's a bad reason. That's not how you handle things. You don't want the kindergarten teacher to go around slapping every kid, your kid in the mouth, every kid in the classroom, including your kid in the mouth, because one of them says a dirty word. That's not
right.
how we handle the world. That's how small people handle problems. Okay?
Yeah.
Like if you can't handle governing in a fair fashion, you can't handle governing, and you shouldn't be suggesting this stuff. Now, if the average person in the street says it, well, yeah, you're taking the opinion of an average person. They're idiots. You already know that. You shouldn't be listening to their opinion on how to run society. By the way, I don't think the average person should get a vote, including me. Why are we? I don't run around taking a poll on how do you think the brain surgeon should handle my brain surgery coming up. I look to experts on things. But, it's just ludicrous. This politician's just talking out of both sides of his mouth.
He's totally pandering. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you value freedom of speech, if you value the freedom of the media, then you should fall on the side of allowing video like this to exist. Your thoughts are welcome. It's Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The death toll in the New Zealand mosque terror attacks has now risen to 50, and 39 people remain in the hospital. USA Radio Network's Rick Vincent has more on the story.
A gunman fired on worshippers gathered for Friday prayers. New Zealand's Prime Minister says the whole country is going through this tragedy together.
While the nation grapples with a form of grief and anger that we have not experienced before, we are seeking answers. After this media conference, I will board a Defence Force plane and travel to Christchurch. I will have other political leaders with me, including the leader of the opposition. As is the entire nation, we are all unified in grieving together.
The suspect had a legal gun license. He used two semi-automatic weapons and two shotguns. The Prime Minister vows to change the nation's gun laws. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. You dial toll free, bring up anything that you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733, and we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over on our Discord server. It's discord.lrn.fm. And by the way, the Discord is where you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, both before, during, and as well as after the show. There's people there basically around the clock, and it's free. So
yes, there are.
That's right. Go to discord.lrn.fm. You can interact with our listeners there. Some of the hosts also spend some time there as well. Once again, it's discord.lrn.fm. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, talking about the horrific shooting of approximately 50 innocent people, at least the killing. There may have been more shot than that. I'm not sure how many were injured. This man, lunatic, 28-year-old, who apparently was a legal gun owner in New Zealand, just blasted away at innocent life, defenseless innocent life, because you basically can't legally own guns very easily, especially handguns, in New Zealand. Now they're proposing banning all semi-automatic guns, period, in New Zealand. We can talk about that. But the first part of this story is this...
Semi-automatic rifles, but, I mean, that would be including semi-automatic handguns, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't actually gotten into his statement about banning semi-autos. He's first, the Attorney General, complaining about the fact that this was live-streamed, that there was video footage sent out live over Facebook Live of this lunatic on his killing spree. And that was where I wanted to start this discussion, because, again, we did talk about this last night, but we can, you know, take your calls about anything here, is the idea that, you know, if you care about freedom of speech, you should support this video being out there. Now, Facebook can make whatever policy they want. They're a private company. If they want to have a takedown policy of no violent, you know, videos allowed on Facebook, that's fine. That's their prerogative, you know, as a private organization. But ultimately, if you have a live streaming service, some people are going to use that live streaming service for very untoward and inappropriate things. And ultimately, I don't think there's anything wrong with this footage being available out there.
Right. I don't see anything wrong with Facebook having terms of service. I don't see anything wrong with people being able to report something that violates the terms of service. And I don't see anything wrong with Facebook taking down something that violates the terms of service. When the government says, you may not, that's when I have a problem.
Right.
Right? Like, revolutions get fought over these ideas. And to cavalierly suggest that somebody should not be able to do it, whatever it is. Because remember, you don't need freedom
right.
to live stream. You don't need the freedom to live stream the recipe you're making, or you out in your garden picking flowers, or your kid.
Well, unlikely those things will be banned.
Yeah, your kid eating a cupcake.
These are popular videos. These are things that are not at threat, not being threatened to be erased.
What you need protection from is the ability to stream or to say or do whatever for unpopular opinions.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that people want to take away. And I'm not saying that, you know, that people that I don't want to protect people's right to shoot people by any stretch of the imagination. But I think that you got to be able to, once it's happened, once the video's created, there's no additional victim.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Can share your thoughts with us. It's Jerry listening to WVTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, fellas. To start with, I've never heard of this guy. He may have, 1,000 friends or so? How many people actually knew that he was going to broadcast that? I mean, it's not like he advertised it to the whole world and we were all sitting around waiting for it, right?
No, I think he posted a link on 8chan, which is, you know, one of these anonymous message boards.
Right. Okay, the other thing about that is, you know, you can find that all over YouTube right now, even though they said that they weren't going to allow it to be posted.
Oh, really?
And guess. Oh, yes. And guess who's posting it?
I have no idea.
Muslims from overseas.
Okay.
That's where, I don't want to call them terrorists, I don't want to call them radicals, I don't know what they are. But I downloaded a copy and I can't read a thing because it's in Arabic, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So those people, whoever they are,
surrounding it.
Say again?
You don't know what's being said surrounding it, but...
Exactly.
Presumably, they're not so happy about it, I would imagine.
Well,
right, I mean, if there was a video of, Muslim running around shooting, middle-aged white guys in America, middle-aged white guys in America might want to consume that video a little more than most folks, so
well,
I'm not
I'm
surprised.
Saying, no, wait a minute. What I'm saying is those people are up, they know what's going on, and they know that Facebook and others do not want that video posted. So what they're doing is continuing to post it every chance they get, and as soon as it's taken down, they find another way to post it.
Good for them. They should do that.
Okay.
Don't you support them in doing that?
Do I?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
and I'll
me too.
Tell you why, because I was a newspaper photographer in the 70s when all of a sudden the editors across this nation decided to become a kinder and gentler newspaper. And what they did back in those days, and I was part of that, if there was an incident, say, where someone was hurt pretty bad and that person had blood on them, this was the early days of the first computers. And they would have us go in and remove as much blood as possible so as not to offend the audience, okay?
Ridiculous.
And you guys are way too young to remember this, but the number one tabloid back in the 60s was the National Enquirer. And they made their bones on bodies cut in half from railroad trains and all kinds of gory pictures, okay?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
Before they went, okay. When I was delivering newspapers as a 13-year-old in the early 60s, it wasn't unusual to find a body every week or two along my route at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Jeez.
People died.
Where were you?
Usually these were drunks or people that got mugged or whatever they were. Now, today, the news has become so sanitized that this generation today and the previous generation has no conception of death whatsoever. The only time they see a dead person is if they go to a funeral. And a lot of them don't go to funerals anymore. They go to memorial services.
Yeah.
So these people today have no concept of serious injury or death because they're not exposed to it. Thank you very much.
I think you're spot on that, Jerry. Great call. Thank you for sharing your thoughts with us here. I appreciate the professional background.
Everything I see from this generation online is always talking about how they want to die. They're looking forward to death.
Really?
They wish it wasn't so painful.
Wow.
That they wish that they hadn't existed because it would be easier than dying. That life is somehow terrible. I just got 12 hours of sleep and I'm still tired. That's because you didn't wake your butt up after 8 hours.
Well, it's nice to see people supporting this. You know, there's probably somebody out there who thinks these things should be restricted. If you want to dial in, you're welcome to join us at 855-450-FREE. Now, again, if you want to voluntarily choose to not watch these things, that's fine.
I totally respect
that. I don't recommend it. I don't recommend watching them. They're disturbing and horrifying, but at the same time, things like this should exist because, as you pointed out, Mark, if you care about freedom of speech, it's the unpopular speech that needs to be protected. It's the disgusting speech. It's the vile speech. It's the racist speech. It's the horrible, violent, terrible, awful, terrifying, insensitive speech. The stuff that people don't want to hear, that's what needs protecting. And similarly, video is also a form of speech. That can show some very disturbing footage, but ultimately it should be legal to have. It's evidence of a crime. You should not be convicted of a crime for possessing evidence of a crime. You should not be in legal hot water for it.
Yeah, I think that this is one of those situations. I used to watch all these videos. I felt that it was my job as a talk show host to...
Did it wear away?
Take,
your
right,
soul?
Right. Take the bullets, as it were, the proverbial, bullets, the fictitious bullets for my audience and be able to...
I was grateful that the one that I watched last night was in 240p, so it was like basically VHS quality or lower. It wasn't a particularly good quality because it was horrible. I mean, the dude was shooting at people who were lying, and dying, basically.
Yeah.
Just absolutely horrible. I mean, the whole thing was awful, but it just kept getting worse. The toll-free number is 855. 450-FREE. More on the proposal to ban semi-automatic weapons in New Zealand as a result. You're welcome to comment on that or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost to listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly. You could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Well, if the government of New Zealand decides to ban semi-automatic rifles, is that going to solve the problem of mass shootings? They want you to believe that it will, but I'm going to tell you right now, it won't, because you don't stop psychopaths. They are determined people, you know.
Gun laws are basically victim disarmament laws.
Yeah. That's the reason why this guy was able to kill 50 people, because no one in the area had a gun. Until there were apparently he did allegedly encounter somebody later on that had a gun, but I've yet to be able to verify that.
The police arrested a guy for arming himself, yeah, as they said.
And then shamed him publicly
for
it. Yeah,
and said that he shouldn't have done that.
After he was trying to protect children.
Right. They said he was trying to protect children and armed himself and arrested him.
Yeah. So, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Oh, and by the way, I do want to make sure you know about HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. It's a new website by the good folks over at AnyPay who have been helping people take Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies like Dash and Bitcoin Cash and Zcash for coming up on 2 years. I think they started in August of 2017, so a year and a half of AnyPay helping merchants, you know, real-life merchants, accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale. So if you've been thinking about taking Bitcoin, but, you know, you've been not so sure, you're not too sure about the process, how difficult is it, it's actually super easy, and they'll walk you through it over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. That's HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com. As we go to Barry, listening in South Carolina. Barry, you're in Columbia, listening to WQXL. Go ahead.
I'm listening to WVOC.
If you're in Columbia, you're listening to WQXL. But go ahead with your thoughts.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I get my AM and FM mixed up.
No problem.
But you know, you men are 100% right. This is a horrible tragedy. But, you know, the previous caller alluded to the fact that, you know, the people who keep putting this back up on social media, and I don't deal with social media much, but if that is indeed social media where this keeps appearing, that it's the Islamists that continue to bounce it back up there every time it's taken down. You know, we always have to remember that on 9/11, we lost approximately 3,000 people, I believe it was.
I didn't lose anybody. Nobody I knew was in that building.
Well, nobody you knew was in that building, but they were American citizens, most of them.
What's the point?
You know, well, the point is that, you know, the American people didn't keep putting that up and putting that up and putting that up on social media every time it was taken down.
We see it all the time.
First of all, social media didn't exist at all in 2001.
Why shouldn't we? Answer that question. Why shouldn't we?
That's an entirely different question.
You should put it up over and over again. You should put it up.
It is not.
Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with Iranian Air Flight 655?
No.
Okay, I bet you aren't. Because on July 3rd, 1988, the United States fired a surface-to-air missile and shot down a passenger jet. It was USS Vincennes. Now, we never hear about that. We never hear about the hundreds of civilian people that were blown out of the sky. And
I'm not defending anybody, and I'm not accusing anybody. What I'm saying is there's a war going on in this world right now. And these things are going to happen, mm-hmm. and it's going back and forth and back and forth. And publicity is one of the biggest issues in the whole thing.
Yeah, you're right. Publicity absolutely is.
So, but wait, we agree, right?
Like, the eye for an eye thing is going to make the whole world blind.
Well, yeah, I agree
with
that.
It's not necessarily an eye for an eye thing. Things are done for different reasons. Who knows what the reason was that the Islamists decided to hijack planes and fly them into the World Trade Center.
Power and control.
And try to fly them into the Pentagon.
I've got the answer for you. Power and control. Power and control. It's always about power and control. Likely those Islamists felt like the United States backing up the government of Saudi Arabia and backing up the governments of Israel. They were upset with that because they couldn't institute a revolution.
And what about this guy over in New Zealand who feels that, you know, he's being invaded?
He wants to spark a civil war is what he wanted. Now, have you looked at his 74-page?
Nonsense.
Have you?
Nonsense. I totally disagree. Because, you know, it's there are.
Have you read the 74-page manifesto or any portion of it?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, then you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I don't?
Yeah, you would be uninformed on that one particular issue. Now, you can have an opinion while being uninformed.
All right, I stand uninformed.
Okay.
But I do know that these countries are being used to have immigrants from these Islamist countries come in and, you know, it's part of the plan. I may not be involved. I may not be informed on this one thing.
It's an Islamic conspiracy theory.
Go ahead.
That's what he's laying
laugh,
out for us.
Look. I mean, I can totally see why somebody might want to get out of Syria or Iraq or Iran or any of those places.
Yeah.
I mean, it's,
wouldn't you?
Compared to the United States, it's a crappy place to live.
They're not looking to get out of their countries. They're looking to invade other countries.
Ridiculous.
And increase the moon
population. How many of them have you talked to?
Yeah, that is
Excuse me?
Wildly insane.
Wildly insane.
Yes.
Okay.
The idea that these people are somehow mindless myrmidons following their government's admonitions to leave their country and come to the United States. Go have a better life for yourself. Run a convenience store. What?
Yeah, they're owning the convenience stores here in Keene, New Hampshire. And somebody I was talking to the other day was complaining about it. I'm like, what's the problem exactly? Are you upset because they're better business people than you?
Maybe Americans don't want to work those hours. You know,
I don't get it. If your claim is true, Barry, and that there's this, you know, horde of Islamists coming into the United States or New Zealand or whatever.
All you have to do is look what's happening in Europe right now.
Where's the violence?
What's happening in our government?
The terrorism. Where's the terrorism?
There's plenty of terrorism in Europe.
United States. He's saying they're invading the United States, these hordes of Islamists with this big plot. I want to know where the terrorism is. Excepting the Boston bombing. Okay, you could point to
the
one
guy that put that van full of explosives.
Are there not no-go zones where are the no-go zones?
Sweden.
Those are alleged.
Are there no-go zones?
There's no real evidence for it.
You know, up around Chicago.
There are no-go zones in Chicago, but they likely are not populated by Muslims.
Okay. All right. Well,
thanks for the call, Barry.
You guys have fun with that.
We are going to have fun. We do it every night. Thanks for the call.
This is, to me, just more of the same, right? Like, this is all about fear.
That's what his call was about.
Fear.
Yeah.
Well, that's what it's all about. This guy that was doing the shooting, more fear.
He wants you to be afraid,
and
too.
And the Islamists posting, the Islamists posting this online, fear. Mm-hmm. It's all generating fear. And why? Because humans are easy to make scared, and once they're scared, they're easy to control.
Sure.
I'm not going to be controlled by these people on either side. I'm just not interested in it. Like, politicians. The government, they make their bones on turning people against each other. When you are scared of somebody, when you have an enemy, the government can say, they're my enemy too.
You need us.
One of the sides will say, they're my enemy too, so therefore I'm your friend, listen to me. While I screw up the government.
Just do what I say.
Let's say it's the Republicans for a second that are the enemies of the Muslims and the friends of those that are scared of the Muslims. Let's say that for a second. Then you turn over the government to the Republicans, and what do?
Build a wall.
They side with the oil companies, do cocaine off the hookers' butts on oil derricks. Read the news story. This crap happened.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bush administration, sorry folks, was bought and paid for by large corporations who took your government away from you just that much more. You're $22 trillion in debt.
That's a myth. It was never your government. They didn't take anything.
I understand that, but the people listening believe that it was their
government. They just continued the same scandal.
Right. It's the same scandal over and over again. I got you. But people listening believe that the government is their government.
Well,
they believe that we the people crap.
That's crap.
Yeah. Well, that's it.
It's always been crap.
As you continue to give the politicians your fear, they will continue to take government from you. You've got nothing. That's what it is.
The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether you want to comment on the New Zealand slaughter, the shooting down there, or whatever's on your mind, you can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober. Now, your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now, please. Don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.